cattle drives were before the railroad was built across the road from our place and literally torn from the side of Pioneer Bluffs. Lovely Pioneer Bluffs that grandfather had named over 100 years ago. The grade was 60 feet above the road, but the tops of the bluffs soared haughtily above it, ignoring, but rather proud of their wound, I think. First, the engineers came and surveyed, followed by blasting, and the donkey engines and dump carts to make the fills. Workmen of all kinds came and brought the outside world to our very door. They lived in shacks and tents, and they built the trestles and roadbed. They also made the Saturday night dances over the grocery store a good deal more exciting than they had been before, but Mama and Daddy kept an eye on us there. Oh, yes, indeed. The unforgettable sight of 20 black men stripped to the waist and swinging huge sledgehammers in rhythm as they drove the big spikes into the railroad ties will live in my mind forever. And then there was our friend, Mr. Applegate, one of the contractors and his wife from Montana and Washington, who lived at our house for 2 years. They added much to our lives. They even persuaded Mama to permit me to date Joe from Georgia a little bit. Joe, who called me his Georgia peach, in his thrilling southern accent, and whom I loved dearly, although I didn't dare admit that, for I was only 16 and he was 25. Yes, the building of the railroad, so greatly needed by farmers, ranchers, and housewives alike, brings such a flood of memories I dare not dwell upon them or I'll be dreaming far into the night.